WNST, Towson, Baltimore. Baltimore positive. We're positively at Drug City. People outside of Dundalk, they titter. Drug City. Drug City. If they don't have it, you don't need it. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. It's their 50th anniversary. It is our 25th anniversary. I was a little bit inspired by this. Even more inspired when Allison won $5 with the Maryland Lottery scratch-offs and the throwbacks. Our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. I moved to Baltimore County last year and got myself some new windows. My one-year anniversary is the August 8th. This week, it'll be a year that we got our windows. 866-90-NATION. Make sure you take care of them. And, of course, our friends here at Drug City. We were Costas on Thursday celebrating 25. Johnny couldn't make it. He's here today as part of the ending of the 25th anniversary two-day celebration. But this is the next 6 months. I'm doing the 25 stories of glory for WNST and me. So before we begin, Fountain and... When did you hear my name? At some point in the last... You're like, you were a school teacher, you drove around, you're a real Oriole fan. I would think at some point you knew about Free the Birds.
I think you came to prominence and in my sphere when it was Free and the Birds, when you were really pushing...
17 years ago.
Yeah, so...
17 years ago.
Well, I'm not as young as I used to be, so 17 years used to seem like a long time ago, but when this birthday is rolling the odometer over again, we're already past 40 now, so it's 41, so 17 years. But yeah, no, I think Free the Birds was sort of the thing where you really sort of like
came into... I'm so proud of that. People come up to me and they like, and I say, the reason I'm proud of it now, more than ever, is the team's relevant yet, right? Mm-hmm. So... for me to say, you like baseball? So do I. You like it good every night? So do I. Mm-hmm. You like full? You like the city filled up? Politicians, branded? You like tax rate? You like the mojo of talking to your mother about it, your grandmother? Yes, we all like that. That's why I did Free the Birds. So I'm pleased that the birds are free. I actually ripped the Free the Birds sign in half yesterday and threw it in the air, kind of Sinead O'Connor style, just threw it. And I said,
did
Free
you get
the
TikTok
birds.
Out of it?
Not some video.
Should have TikToked it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, so Dundalk, you're here. You know your way around. I said to Chuck when I got here, I'm like, you know, Johnny O's coming over, but I'm assuming he's been to Drug City.
Oh, of course.
First trip to Drug City was when...
Mine was
bubblegum as a little boy. I don't remember...
I've been coming to Drug City my entire life, and you're right. If they don't have it, you don't need it. I liked how you did the window. You had the appropriate Dundalkies in your intro there. But yeah.
Don't make fun of my Dundalk.
Drug City, I mean... My memories as a child were mostly centered around coming here and actually when they had the video rentals.
See that?
So the VHS
now
cassettes, the video games, the Nintendo games.
Do you remember the double door that was the what do they call that? The cowboy door?
I didn't enter those doors.
Never opened the saloon doors, right?
No, I did not get into the saloon
doors.
How old
were you in 84, 85? How old were you?
I was a couple of years old.
What year were you born?
82.
Gee, you're young. Oh, my God.
I just told you I was 41. Or I'm going to be 41.
I just can't, but like, I was in here renting smokers and you were 3 years old. What?
Yeah, I was a couple years after that coming and checking out their video.
I had to explain. So some of the guests we had, like when I said, do you want to come to Costas or Drug City? They were like, what's a Drug City? So all the out of Dundalk people came today because they were curious.
Yes.
Right? So I had to explain to them that the place that they got the milkshake, there used to be pictures of Christy Canyon on the wall, but that was 30 years ago. Yeah, 30? No, that was 40 years ago.
George has...
You're 41?
I'm 41.
I'm so old.
George
how
and his team, they've transformed
years.
This place. You wouldn't recognize
it's
it.
It's unbelievable. This tasting room is beautiful.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, and I think that's for what you do for a living and trying to stimulate business and create hope and do all that, that a business could be here in 1954. Not every neighbor, and certainly there are a lot of places in America that weren't around in 1954 to have this kind of a venerable place, but man, it's no offense to Walmart. I know you got to be nice to them, but like they've put a lot of those kinds of Amazon malls. The fact that Drug City's here is a real testament to the fact that it went from baseball cards and wrestling magazines in the beginning as a drugstore and as a five and dime. Is that a Big Boy milkshake or is that a regular?
Regular.
Okay, I'll make sure. I got to drive tonight. I can't have a Big Boy milkshake. What is this? This is a schmore? Are you going to sit down and do some radio?
Down.
What are you doing? Come on.
Let everybody hear you.
Chuck, get on the mic, man. Come on. Chuck's here. Chuck, sit down. You're with the county executive. You got drinks to make or something? What are you doing?
No, I'm done.
All right, put your headset on. Chuck's excited about the Orioles, John. Can you tell?
Yes, we're all excited about the Orioles.
So I said to Chuck earlier, has Johnny been here? He's like, I know Johnny. He's going to be fine. So for the Orioles and for you and for these milkshakes, we're talking about your place here. And George can't be here.
He's in Vegas.
But this, when I tell people about it, and then it's... The first six guests I had today had never been here. Mm-hmm. And I told them all, when you get here, walk around, then go find Chuck. And they all came up here, and they're like, this is the greatest place. And that's the Chris Pike and his wife. I brought them over here 3 weeks ago, bought them a bottle of whiskey. Do you get that a lot, or is this still so local that everybody... You get that
all the time.
Every day you get tourists.
A lot of folks are like, we never knew you were here, never knew you were over this side, because a lot of times people don't come to this side of the store unless you're coming over there for a reason. But now they know the fountain's there, they'll come in like, when did this get here? And it'll be 3 years in September, and it's great. New people coming in every day, never knew we were there, and then they'll post something on Facebook or some social media outlet, and you know, it's nice to get people to come in, never been here before.
So the fountain was a fountain before I knew it, right? The fountain was in the other end.
The original fountain was where the card department was back in the late 50s, early 60s.
Okay.
And then once that went away...
He doesn't remember that.
Yeah.
That was a little bit before my time.
Me too.
I can't believe you were born. I always think of you as being a contemporary of mine.
Yeah, things that I heard as well.
But I'm like your elder. It's crazy.
We've had a couple folks come in that said they used to work in the original fountain. And we've done our very best to try to reach out to folks with original pictures. And nobody has any. We tried like the Dundalk Historical Society, different people. And
here's something for Johnny. I bet. Did you know that East Point Shopping Center had penguins?
I did. Where Value City used to be.
I really, really vaguely remember. I was born in 68. So I vaguely remember, and every time I put something online, John Allen and I had a conversation about this yesterday at Costas, because he's a year older than me, and it was sort of like he remembers it as a really little boy. There was also where the McDonald's is, where the original poop plant tower was, the big tin can, there was a safety, and this is
the
really,
Golden Domes. Let's make sure we're referring to them correctly.
It's before the Golden Domes. It was a tomato
the
can.
Oh, the tin can. Yeah, okay.
It was a gray and white checkerboard.
Okay.
Looked like a Purina thing.
A water
right?
tower.
There's a water tower, yeah.
Right in East Point.
There was a mercantile bank that was where the McDonald's basically is, and there's the parking lot that sits in front of like where the Atrium Mall was. Mm-hmm. There was, and this is really neat, Johnny, is I want to tell you about this because I have my safety certificate that I got. It was an area you went as a child on a Saturday or Sunday where you learned on a tricycle or a bike, stop signs, walk, like how to walk the city, how to be, it was a safety, citizen children's how to be safe. And it was an area at the mall that I get Venatoulis. I'm not going to give him credit because I think it was already there when he got. But whoever was before Venatoulis, the guy that had all the money in the wall. But either way, the former vice president. But this is 72, 73. This was like thought through. You know, the mall was like this thing, and now we're losing malls, but we haven't lost Drug City. And I think it's part of the evolution that he talks about it being a video store. Yep. If your younger siblings would talk about it being a tanning salon, and I really didn't come in here during the tanning salon era, right? I would use it as a liquor store.
Sure. Video and tanning was right where the fountain is now. And I've had customers come in. Do you still have the tanning beds here? I said, no, it's called an oven in the back now. So we're making food and stuff. But a lot of folks come in and remember the original, setup, which was the video, and then it was tag and title, and then it was beepers. A couple smaller things.
Remember that?
I remember
when
beepers.
Pagers came out. It was really big at one point. And like,
I
you
pictures
know.
Me with a pager from the 90s, laughing at myself, you know?
And then just growing up here, living so close to the store, like my one thing I always talk about is if it's Christmas morning and Dad forgot those AAA batteries for that toy, guess what? Drug City's open. Mm-hmm. They're open 365. So he'd shoot up here and shoot back, and it was always here. It's probably the most positive establishment for Dundalk. You know, and we get shit on quite a bit, let's be honest.
No, I know.
So having two owners since 1954 is, it's just like Costas. They've been here since 71.
But you all have reinvented yourself over
Absolutely.
And over again in
and
a
that's
way
George.
That like
George
a lot,
finds
a lot of...
ways, right. He finds ways to reinvent, to keep things current, but then when we do a lot of our pricing, we look around at like Squires, we look at Costas, we want to come in below that, but still offer you that quality product. And the one thing we do great is we do handmade sodas. Nobody else makes handmade
What's
sodas.
This?
That's pineapple upside down cake. So you're going to get.
Rodney brought me a pineapple. I'm going to be pineapple upside down by Sunday.
So that's
I'm going to a vineyard to see Pat Benatar tomorrow. Oh my God.
A little bit of honey graham ice cream, vanilla. I have a cupcake syrup I use, and then fresh pineapple.
So, that's good.
Yep, and it is very. You can get in a boozy form as
Honey,
well.
Honey, I bring it home to you, but it'll melt.
That's right. Yeah,
I mean, I can't do that.
And it's great. Like kids come in, we fist bump. We're making milkshakes and ice cream. They get excited. I went to Norwood Elementary and spoke to the kids about how a soda fountain works, and that was exciting.
They like your beard.
It was great. A lot of the kids that came, I never realized how big Norwood was. It's a huge elementary school. And coming from the village, Battle Grove is such a tiny elementary school. Yep. I got there and I took like some stickers. I ran out of stickers after the first class came through. So I had to put them away because I didn't have enough for every kid. I spoke to 8 classes of 25 or 30 kids that day. And it was great. And they were all very interested in the sodas. And it was nice. Some of the posts we saw online said something like, my daughter, I picked her up from school, and the first thing she said was, we have to go see Mr. Chuck at the fountain because he makes sodas.
That's right. Beautiful.
And that's awesome. They come in, we high-five. How you doing, guys?
Well, this is a perfect entree for him because he wants to talk about kids going back to school.
Well, yeah, but I'll just say before we even do that, like, I love this place because now it's got sort of something for adults. I'll come up here in the tasting room and we'll do. There was actually a really nice wine tasting event with some food the other night we came to.
You've been in this room.
Oh, yeah.
I said to you, Chuck, I would have thought you
and
would
And my chef,
right?
Mike, made some real nice ones, like one bite to go
to
with
go
your
with
wine.
The various wine tasting. So it was a Penfolds wine tasting night. Yeah. It was a really nice event up here. So I brought my wife, a little date night. We were here with a couple friends.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we'll bring my daughter. We'll go to the fountain. We'll get her a milkshake after a soccer, you know,
my daughter-in-law's favorite place.
Perfect.
She had her birthday party here.
Yeah.
Yeah, she loves it.
It's awesome.
Yeah. That's before they were sponsored. Yeah. You know, my son and his wife live in Colgate, and they this is their liquor store. It's always been they were.
But
the
don't even get
excited.
Me started on like the selection at the liquor store. I mean, you guys just
Mike does
like,
an amazing
and some of the
job,
picks.
Eric.
Yeah. Just really like accessible, affordable, high quality stuff.
I liked it. I can go into 6 packs and get different beers and try them.
Yeah,
that's
the mix and match is cool.
It's great. Right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But school's coming up.
I know school's coming up, and I wanted to bring this up with you because you're at Drug City. I have this school teacher who taught for 59 years in Baltimore County, Calvin Statham, a legend, lives down in Edgemere. He taught at Holabird, taught at Pikesville, and he taught at Holabird forever. Taught me 1979, 81. We had him here about 6 months ago. He came in, and all my old classmates, half Pikesville, showed up over here to say hello. And my son has this little $89 crappy Casio keyboard that I brought for him. And my son's like, you need batteries for that. So 6 months ago, we brought him here. It was tough getting him up the steps because they didn't have the thing that they brought you up in here today, that when the county executive gets to sit in his chair.
I did not come up in the lift, but yes, it's nice that they have ADA accessible.
You are younger than me. so he had to actually come up here last year, and I said, my son's like, you need batteries for that. And I'm like, we're going to be a Drug City. They'll have batteries. Okay,
absolutely.
Great. So yesterday, I had to pick it up. They both have COVID. My son and his wife have COVID. They left the thing out on the porch for me, and I wiped it all down. And he texts me, he's like, you got to get batteries. And I'm like, going to Costas. And stop at Drug City and get batteries. My wife stopped in here yesterday and grabbed batteries.
Yeah.
And we had this teacher come out who's this beautiful 80-year-old man who grew up in Turner's, grew up Sparrows Point. They tore his neighborhood down. He grew up in the old Sparrows Point 75 years ago.
Yep.
Right, exactly. And he talked about that yesterday. But when I think of my teachers, Don Mohler was my teacher, right? Mm-hmm. When I think of teachers and I think about going back to school, I don't know that I'd recognize, like, whenever I have grandkids, I don't know that they're going to come home with textbooks and pencils and pens and cursive or whatever. But when kids go back to school, it stimulates sort of everything. It's the beginning of my calendar year, our year, the football year, the baseball playoffs, all that stuff. You got schools. When do they open in August?
We are now, I think, after Labor Day.
Okay, we went back to normal.
Yep.
All right, because that opening up and all, I was...
We were all over the map.
That didn't make any sense.
A little bit
to
of
me.
Consistency
Were you
for
teaching
families.
When that was going on?
I was. I was teaching...
Honey,
was
it's August 20th. The kids got to go back to school, right? They brought you in a week or two early, too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, teachers go in early, and then even earlier if you're doing high school sports. So you're playing or coaching, so...
What's the earliest you reported? Like now?
I felt like it was the beginning of August, yeah.
Right. And now it's 2 weeks from now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. So what's going on with schools? Tell me.
Schools are starting up. We've got a new superintendent in Baltimore County, someone who's – I appreciate that Dr. Yarbrough is someone who's willing to not shy away from the hard conversations. We've got a strong foundation here in the county. I'm really proud of what we've done. We've built not just a new Colgate, but we're building a new Towson or a like new Towson. We're building a new Lansdowne, a new Delaney. We're going to have to figure out solutions for places like Sparrows Point and figuring out the overcrowding situations there over in the Northeast. A lot of good investments, over $3 billion. But, you know, Dr. Yarbrough is not afraid to say, look, we have to work on test scores. We've had a lot of learning loss through COVID. She's not afraid to work with me and say, we got to make sure our schools are safe. We can't have violence in our schools. We won't tolerate kids who are disruptive or especially violent. We've got a superintendent who just is accessible. She calls, she texts. So I'm excited. My daughter goes to the public school system. She's here in the Southeast, going into second grade. Excited about
what's you better there. Have some energy, huh?
You know, I I try to keep up. Yeah, it's fun though. So she's 7.5. She'll be 8 in November. And
how's her education different when she goes to a school? How's it different from when you taught or when you went to school?
I mean,
you went to school same time as my son. You're my son's age.
My only guidepost is sort of my own experience, and you know, I had a wonderful experience going through public school here in Baltimore County, and that's what I want for her. That's what I want and expect for every other family and every other kid. So, you know, we should expect and demand and push for excellence, and that's it. Like, the building should be nice and new and reflective of what our kids deserve. There should be a qualified teacher who's responsive and helping to elevate our kids. And you know, we're putting in the investments. I mean, this year alone is the largest maintenance of effort increase that's above and beyond what we're required to do by state law in the county's history, by dollar amount, by percentage amount.
Kerwin involved in that?
Blueprint is involved in that, but we are way above. School starts August 28th. Thank you, Erica, very much. That's my press secretary keeping me on track. But yeah, look, it's been a great partnership. The investments are there. We know that we have to keep turning things around. We want this to be a world-class jurisdiction, and you can't have a world-class jurisdiction without great schools, public safety, and then both a vibrant business community like places here at Drug City, and then things like, you know, we're doing tens of millions of dollars of improvements in things like our recreation and parks, and those quality of life, you know, investments that we have.
What takes up most of your day?
What takes up most of my day?
You're not new to the gig anymore.
It depends
right?
on the day, right?
So laying the first six meetings. Months or year you're in, it's probably different. But now you should be a machine. Whatever you are at this point.
Yeah,
right?
I would say, you know, typical day, about half of it is internal meetings. So whether it's, you know, going over HR issues, or we've got our employees bring forward these great ideas. So we have these decision memo meetings where we tackle new ideas, senior staff, cabinet meetings, talking to our departments, our stat meetings where we're reviewing through data. But I'm a big believer that, like, we shouldn't just be sitting behind a desk. So the other half of the day on balance will be, you know, returning phone calls and emails, taking media inquiries and events, attending community events and festivals and fairs. You know, I have found that this job, unless you say no, you literally will have your entire day from dusk till dawn, including the weekends, just completely gobbled up. So I'm trying to find some balance in this second term to say,
right,
you know, I've got a daughter I want to spend more time with. I'm very intentional about being present when I'm with her, but also trying to make sure that when there are soccer practices or you know, ballet or ice skating, all the things that she's into, that I'm actually there and present for that.
She into the Orioles yet or no?
Oh yeah. She's been to probably 5 or 6 games already this year. I expect.
Look at Chuck. He looks like Buck Showalter used to look.
It's Oriole Friday. Every Friday at the Fountain. Oriole Friday.
So every day's an Oriole Day moving forward now, right?
It is. And then
we waited a long time for this.
I'm looking forward to this October. September, October should be some really good months between the Ravens and the Orioles. Just actually visited training camp last week with the Ravens, and they are looking sharp. I got to say,
expectations are high. Both places.
And it's great. Like, it's a great year to be a Baltimore Orioles and the Ravens, and just the, you know, the Blaster playing well, like all of it. It's just like to be a sports fan in Baltimore these days is fun.
Well, I mean, this 25th anniversary, I've been looking through all the old stuff and all my intentions for what I wanted to be. I mean, I have an FCC license. I have a real responsibility from the community standpoint to serve people. And I think 25 years later, did I serve? What did I promise, and what did I deliver? And 25 years ago, the promise was sports, right? The promise was literally the Ravens and the Orioles. We put us on. You're going to talk sport. And now I think 25 years later, there's nowhere I go as an Aparicio and as a guy that's written books on the Donald. People talk sports with me, whether they're good or bad. But the difference with Baltimore Positive now is the sports is this month specifically. Mm-hmm. I think trading deadline, all-star game. Because the Ravens, they had the Lamar thing, and then it got quiet a little bit, and the Orioles were like, hey, look at them. And you start to watch them a couple nights a week. Then you're, what time's the game on today? And what the hell's Apple TV? And how do I find the game? And can I go down and get a bobblehead? Or, you know, whatever it's going to be. That's not. It hasn't been a part of conversation here in June or July or August in so long that it made the Ravens sort of go away a little bit. And now the Ravens are back, and you're at camp, and we're going to have games this weekend, fake games, and then real games
fake
soon.
Games. Yes.
I, the sports part of this is like, I can do community, milkshakes, politics, news, charity, anniversary, But the sports thing sits at the top in the way that it did 25 years ago. Because I had politicians on all the time back in the day, but they thought of me as a sport. And when I would have a politician, I'm like, yeah, we'll talk about school. We got to talk about sports. Got to talk. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that. Mm-hmm. I haven't felt that need in 5 years. Mm-hmm. I feel the want. You know, because you want to talk about it. We spend 3 hours of our day. We're all watching the mm-hmm. games. Mm-hmm. And that's something that was, I found out that I'm not a sports guy. I'm a Baltimore guy. And I don't mm. just mean that in a sort of Baltimore pod. The whole time it was about Baltimore. It really was.
Yeah.
We want to beat the Yankees. We want to beat Pittsburgh. So,
but in doing so, you're elevating community, right? And then I think you can sort of say, like, sports are certainly an important way that we elevate and we connect. Mm-hmm. But cultural institutions, business institutions, our schools, you know, our sports teams.
But that's a normal conversation. What I did 25 years ago was a normal.
Yeah.
It was you're only allowed to talk about sports. It was like Pee-wee's Playhouse for sports, right? Now sports is naturally moving its way back into my conversations everywhere I go, and it's based on success and effort and hope and community.
Yeah, well, we live community. In a world where everything's so niche, and I think actually to you know, give you some credit and a hat tip.
Don't do that.
You know, no, like you know, you're going beyond that, right? Like we see actually in this day and age, like we're actually increasingly polarized. You've got Fox on one side, MSNBC on the other. You've got, you know, stations that are, you know, talk radio around sort of like, we're going to just talk news or we're going to just talk sports. I don't think that there are a lot of people who are trying to sort of just make that part of a larger conversation. Like, so I think that's sort of your evolution over 25 years. I mean, that really says a lot to be able to say, like, yeah, this is going to still be part of the ecosystem, but we're going to go beyond that. I mean, that's a sign of incredible growth. And I think that, you know, not everybody has that. Some people get what they're into, and they just like sort of latch on to that, right?
Drug City, people expect
same thing here,
that it's
right?
A pharmacy. Like, it's a drug. It's a pharmacy. It says pharmacy. It's like then all of a sudden you say, well, we're going to do a little of this. We're going to do cards. We're going to take
post
care
office,
of
it.
Yeah,
pharmacy,
we're going to be a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything, right?
And that serves. That's why you're still here 75 years later.
If Drug City hadn't changed, I don't think that the
there's
business
some of the ladies
there.
That've been here for 40 years that worked for Doc Harry and now for Doc George, and it's the same family feel regime type management, and they love it. And like I've only been here almost 3 years, and it's great.
Well, 10 years ago, I stopped taking phone calls because it was just awful, right? It wasn't any good, right? And my partners were angry at me and said, "What are you going to do? Yeah, take callers, you know?" And I'm like, "I'm actually going to have like people like you on, and people like real people, and have a conversation of depth, mm-hmm. not." Hey, I don't like Brandon Hyde's bullpen. How'd he pull him out? You know, like I said, that was more like Pee-wee's Playhouse. I can still do that, and you and I can do that, but I'm not doing that 10 phone calls in a row and calling that a content.
Sure.
You know, what I'm doing. And I think it's way more important to be talking about the good things that are going on here. Crime and a new police chief.
Yep.
I knew Melissa well. Look, I left the city. I'm in the county. People, you want to go out to the county? And
yes, you do.
You want to run from the city?
No.
It really wasn't even about that. I've enjoyed being out in the county. I'm in the city 3 days a week.
Yep.
I was in the city this morning getting cat food for my cat because
yep.
it's where my vet is. The county-city thing and Wes and changes since it's been almost a year since we talked.
Yeah.
We got a new governor. We got a new this. We got a new that.
Yeah,
we got
yeah,
money
yeah.
federal. Like, how is that affecting Baltimore County?
I mean, Baltimore County is thriving. And, you know, this isn't an adversarial thing. I mean, I want the city to be successful, but I'm not going to stop welcoming a business or a resident who wants to move because they like our school system or they like our recreational amenities or they sort of do the math on their tax bill, and they recognize that, you know, like people move for a variety of reasons in the same way that people move to the city. The city has certain things that, like, you know, some of the suburban life can't offer too. Well, the goal is to make sure that I'm controlling the things that I can control as best I can so that Baltimore County is a vibrant place. And if on top of that, I can be a good partner to the city so that the city is also thriving and that we have people who want to go and feel safe going to the Orioles games, the amazing cultural institutions we have, the art exhibits, the, you know, the historical things that the city has to offer. We want that, right? But we're like bursting at the seams. We've got people who want to move here. Housing prices are, I mean, like everywhere, but especially here in the county, we're seeing them rise dramatically.
I own property in the county. That makes me happy.
Also, all the jobs at Trade Point has opened up down in Sparrows Point.
Yeah, I invited Aaron over, too. He couldn't make it today, but
Trade Point is probably the largest employment center in the state now.
Mm-hmm.
In the state. they're going to have over 20,000 jobs when that thing is finally built up. And it's everything from entry-level warehouse all the way up to ILA, longshoremen, offloading, you know, row-row and large equipment containers. I mean, people who are making over $100,000 a year doing that.
You went down there as a junior politician and was a hole, and they were trying to build a atomic energy. Like, when you go down there now, it's a revelation, right?
I mean,
Kevin would freak out.
The place is thriving. It's a complete talk about like reimagining a site. Not only are they going in and cleaning up the environmental legacy of Bethlehem Steel at that site, cleaning up the land, but now they're bringing jobs, they're bringing restaurants, they're bringing, you know,
new homes.
Like it's, yeah, and all of it feeds off of each other, right? So
overcrowded schools. Right.
It's a good problem. That's right, a problem for us to say. We have to then, as a government, say, okay, how do we work with the school board to redistrict? How do we add an addition? How do we build a new school? And we've stepped up in a big way. I mean, $3.3 billion over 15 years is our commitment. We're now 2 years into that. I think we've already put forward almost over $300 million in 2 years. So we're rocking and rolling. We're pushing all in to get these schools built, improve these classroom conditions for our kids. We're going into these recreational facilities that haven't been touched in 10, 20, 30 years. I mean, we did over 100 court replacing rims and backboards. Some of them haven't been touched in 40 years. I mean, they were like plywood was the backboard, right? So just really trying to give our folks the sense of real community, you know, pickleball everywhere, right? Everybody.
I had a pickleball segment yesterday. But tell me I'm old enough now.
But we're making those critical investments, and we're doing it in a way that's consistent with what the community wants. We do these town halls where we have thousands of people come out every year and say, you know, this is an issue in my community. The striping is off on Bel Air Road or whatever, you know, fill in.
Joppa. Right in front of LA Chiropractic.
I got it.
Right in front of Bob Davidson. You drive an SUV.
Is that us, Eric?
Hold on.
Figure that out
you
yet?
Drive an SUV. You drive an SUV. Next time, I want you to get off the highway at Lock
Raven.
Check
it out.
I want you to get off at Lock Raven. Get your little Governor Schaefer little notepad out of your
thing. Got it.
So
we got it.
I want you to make a left at the Bell Lock Diner, and I want you to drive down past Conrad's, and when you go under where Steve Elliott is, I want you to try to make a left-hand turn into LA Chiropractic in your SUV.
Okay.
Where this tire will be over the ass end of this line, and this will be here, and oncoming traffic's coming, and they're not doing 35, not posted. Put a little camera there. Let's make some money for the county. All you know.
Right.
But it's, you know, that's my only complaint. I don't have any other complaints for you.
But that's good.
Your staff's like, what are you going to bitch to Johnny about today? I don't know. I'm going to ask about it. Last thing, because I got to get out of here anyway, and you got to get back and make it.
You got a big weekend ahead.
I do. West Side Security. Dennis Colatsos is over there, Coons Baltimore Ford, my friend, sponsor. He was at the show yesterday. I'm over there from time to time. I was there last week at the Wise Market over there. What's it going to be? What is...
We're not sure yet. We've invited the community in. We did a giant charrette process. Over 1,000 people participated. We've got $30 million of state and local dollars. We've used some of it to help acquire control of that site.
Demolition, right?
Demolition, infrastructure. I mean, part of it, we're sort of at a fork in the road where we have to figure out whether the mall is going to be part of the anchoring of that site, of what's reimagined, or if it's going to be basically completely reimagined. But I see, you know, homes and shops and green space, that is like a real gem that we can turn into something really special. In the same way that Drug City has sort of reimagined itself, it's 50 years later, it's time for that security site to reimagine itself.
Well, look at you and me in Golden Ring all these years later, right? Golden Ring's long gone. I miss Golden Ring, but that happened quick.
Mm-hmm.
That home, all that stuff went in there,
boom, boom, boom,
we're selling things again.
Yeah. And I think security can follow that sort of general model of being something new and different that is, you know, trafficked and provides employment opportunities, maybe housing. And so it's an exciting time because I think we're going to see that throughout the county as we are aging. A lot of these older shopping centers, buildings that have just not been, you know, invested in, there's a real opportunity to reimagine sort of parts because we're sort of largely built out. We've got our urban-rural demarcation line, so we don't have a whole lot of like green space. We're going to have to be creative and go back in and reimagine sites like security.
All right, I'm going to let you go. I have a picture of me and Johnny O at the parade for the Ravens. Mm-hmm. You and I were in front of City Hall. Were you at the White House after the parade?
I was.
I think I have a picture with you at the White House, too. So
we have to replicate that.
I hope when the Orioles go to the White House and when we have the parade, and probably at November sixth, seventh, eighth, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
That I'll get a picture with you
we'll
at the
do it again.
Parade. And then we can get a picture
we'll
again at the Ravens Super Bowl parade after they go to Vegas,
together.
Right? And win it. Johnny O, he is our Baltimore County executive. You can't vote for him in Harford County or Carroll County, but you can if you're in Baltimore County. I am in Baltimore County. Chuck's down here. Tell him you're slinging, man. Tell him what you're making down here.
We got milkshakes. We got some great bourbons and whiskeys. We have ice cream for the kids. Like I said, we have something for everybody. So stop.
I got
in
a pineapple upside down something here.
Upside down milkshake.
It's not great for being a host because all the pineapples get stuck in my teeth a little bit.
It's fresh.
It's good.
It's the only way to get it.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Thanks for coming by, being a part of our 25th anniversary. All right, you all think the 25th anniversary it's not over with. It's just starting. We're 24 hours into this. We're going to do 25 stories of glory, all brought to you by our friends at Curio. That comes in 2 weeks. Every week we're going to be announcing, taking pictures and social. These are things that you were a part of and the community was a part of, just like keeping Drug City here. My thanks to Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, our friends at the Maryland Lottery. You're allowed to take. You're 21 or older. Make sure that everybody gets a ticket here. These are really lucky. We had a $5 winner, had a $100 winner, Coco's.
Ooh,
there you go. $1.2 billion in the jackpot. If I'm not on the air on Monday.
We know why.
Yeah, I'm gone, dog. Malaya, here I come, baby. I am Nestor. We are WNSD AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. Thanks for sticking with us. We're WNSD.